because it is ordained by God that you should do it. So the devil's part is planning him to cut you off from your destiny. Your destiny is to get the word out that you got to. Your destiny was to bring people into the knowledge of conversion. Mm. And that need to be converted. They need to be converted from their way of thinking, from their old way of thinking. They have to be converted from unbelief to belief. They have to be converted from faith to faith. And because of that, the enemy changes his tactics in fighting because they say, oh, wow, she's walking in her purpose now. She's walking in her destiny now. She's walking out. What God has told her to do, I got to find a way to stop it. So that's when the greatest battle comes. Everything that he has in his arsenal that he can throw at you, he's going to throw it at you to try and stop you, cut you off at the pass. Because that's the way he is. He knows. See, we don't understand who we are. We've lost sight on who we are. And we don't understand, we don't truly understand who we are. And since we don't understand who we are and the power that we carry, we don't understand it. The devil understands it. The devil is afraid of us. He understands. And those that are walking in their destiny, the devil is really afraid of them. Because he knows that God is with them. And he knows that they're going to break, they're going to snatch souls out of the kingdom of darkness, and then we're going to translate them into the kingdom of God this time. By revelation knowledge that we have to give them. And the devil knows this, so that's why he's going to fight with everything he has to stop it. And what we have to realize, okay, this battle is not ours, it's the Lord. Because this is, I'm right where the Lord wants me to be. See, heaven is right where the Lord wants him to be.
That's
right. Others are right where the Lord wants them to be. And because of that, that's why they have such strong battles. They are fighting such spiritual warfare.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are where they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not where you're supposed to be, you're fighting, but it's a different fight.
Mm.
When where you're supposed to be, you are attacked from every side. Daniel was right where he was supposed to be. And because he was attacked from every side. An attack was even laid on his life.
Mm.
He was thrown in the lion's den. And God kept him in the lion's den. And didn't let the lions hurt him. Because he had a purpose for being where he was. God sent him to Babylon.
Oh, my God.
For a purpose.
Yes.
And so the battle changed. And then the angel had to come. The angel had to come to him and give him a revelation,
Jesus,
of what he had seen and heard. And because the angel had to come to him, the devil said, okay, what we're going to do, we're going to fight the angel that's coming to give him the message. We're going to cut the angel off. If we can cut the angel off, then we can stop him from giving Daniel revelation, and Daniel will be confused as to what he has seen. We can't let Daniel get this type of knowledge.
Mm.
Daniel is where he needs to be, and he's going to enlighten people as to what's going to happen in days to come, in years to come. So we need to cut this off at the past. So we are going to even fight the angel. So every principality over Greece and Persia, they came to fight the angel, to keep the angel, keep Daniel from coming and giving Daniel the answer. So that's what the devil does. He moves in and he brings in reinforcement. This is why we pray against, we pull down his reinforcement. We have to put it down.
Mm.
To cast it down, his reinforcement and assistance. He calls in spirits from different realms. That's the only time of one spirit can come into another realm and fight when they have to come in a spirit, when they're allowed to come and assist another demon to fight against you to stop your purpose and your destiny.
Mm-mm. And you know what? People say they want to go to destiny, but I don't know, Pastor Clark, do people really understand what they're going into? Because I believe once you get to destiny, that's really the ultimate place where you're going to have to do much warfare. I believe that that's where you are in the kingdom of God. When you reach your destiny, you are in a place where you're walking in your divine nature. You're walking in the fullness of God because you have really, come to fulfillment. of what God calls you to do. And so therefore you are equipped with so much knowledge, wisdom, and power that, you know, heaven itself, you know, stands at attention when God calls you to do something. And that's why I believe that people say, I'm in destiny. Then you saying, I'm in warfare. I need to put on the whole armor of God. I need to really be prepared to do what I need to do in order to do what God has called me to do. And most people that are in destiny, that's when we see the glory of God in their lives, when they're in destiny.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I believe what you and I are doing right now, feeding off of each other, what we're doing right now, I believe that's what God wants us to do.
Yes. Yes. Because what happened? Go ahead.
I really do believe that's what God wants us to do. Because together, we can give the people a greater understanding, because iron sharpens iron.
Yes. Yes.
Sharpening each other.
Yes, yes. And then confirmation too. You know, confirmation is a good thing, because you usually sometimes when we say the same thing, you know, like I tell people, when God gives a word, you know, somebody say, well, the Lord gave me a word gift for you to give you. And I say, you know what? What it is that the word that the person is giving you, God has already spoken it to you in your spirit. It brings confirmation.
Right, that's right.
You know,
it brings confirmation.
Yes.
Already said it to you.
Yes.
And you know that it was a word from God, because God always leaves himself a witness.
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. And so that's why, you know, that's why when we know that we're going into destiny, we you know, people say, well, I'm in destiny, it's a destiny conference and everything, but we need to be equipped for destiny. We need to want to have the Holy Ghost in such a way that the Bible says, you know, one of the things I say about the Holy Ghost, and the Bible is right. He said, y'all go to Jerusalem and stay there till you be endured with power. And power comes through the Holy Ghost. Sometimes people think they can fight the devil without the Holy Ghost, but that's why he told them, equip yourself, you know, in the Holy Ghost.
Peter never would have understood what was happening if he had not gone to Jerusalem and waited until he was endued with power from on high.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost came and he preached the greatest Pentecostal sermon that could ever be preached. He told them, he had an understanding then, when he was filled with the Holy Ghost, he realized, oh, this is that which God spoke to the prophet Joel. That in the last days says, God, I'm going to pour my spirit upon all flesh. Sons and your daughters are going to prophesy. Your old men are going to dream dreams, and your young men are going to see visions. Upon my servants and handmaids, I'm going to pour out of my spirit, says the Lord. Because they were going to their destiny, they had to be filled with the power to speak, comprehend, and understand what God had spoken before. Through the apostles, they had to understand what had been written, what had been said to them, what was left on record to them. They had to understand it, because now they are getting the people that their destiny was to get the people from the law to grace. They had to get them from the law to grace. They had to let them know that yes, you had the washings, yes, you had the sacrifice, yes, you killed the lamb, you killed the ego, you had the ashes of the red heifer, you had all of this. But all of that was just to keep you until the coming of Jesus Christ. And now that Christ has come, he is the end of the law for salvation now to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. But they had to have the Holy Spirit to be able to walk out their destiny so that they could be witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because it was impossible for them to witness to the Lord Jesus Christ in the law. The law, Jesus had fulfilled the law. Jesus fulfilled the law. So they could not, in the law, they could not walk out their destiny. They had to do it in the Spirit. And they had to have the Holy Spirit of the living God to take them to a greater level than where they was when they were walking, even walking with Jesus. Because Jesus said that when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he's going to lead you and he's going to guide you into all truth. He's going to show you things to come. He's going to bring back things to your remembrance. So what the Holy Ghost did was brought back to Peter's remembrance what he had heard concerning Joel, what Joel had spoken. He that Jesus come, that he should suffer, and that he should die, and that he should rise again from the dead. He said, look, David's apostle is with us until this day. David's apostle is with us. David's bones are still there. But Jesus has risen again, body and soul. He's risen from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
And got up from the dead.
Mm.
And he has brought to us eternal life. The eternal life that was spoken to us that we share, even that Job spoke about, that in the latter days he was going to see God in the flesh. Even that has been fulfilled.
Yes. 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 Yes.
There was a fulfilling then of prophecy. There was fulfilling then of the word that had been spoken to them. They could comprehend it now, not through their flesh, but through their spirit man. Their spirit man could comprehend the things that had gone on before. They could understand now and take us to a greater revelation of where we're going.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, they must believe it. See, we have to get people on this journey. We have to get people to believe that God was in Christ.
Right.
To get people to believe that.
That's right. That's right.
The day of Pentecost, when they were all together, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Everyone that was gathered at Jerusalem heard them speak in their own language. The Holy Ghost came to bear witness to everyone in his own dialect, his own language, that this is the very Christ, the Son of the living God, the Savior of the world. This is him. This is the author and the finisher of our faith.
Yes, 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 yes.
That was prophesied by Isaiah. That a virgin should be with child. A virgin was going to bring forth a son, and they were going to call his name Emmanuel, being interpreted God with us.
Yes.
God was in Christ. How was God with us? In Christ, reconciling the world unto himself through the life, death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when people get converted to the faith, they must believe in the infilling of the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Believe in being baptized into Christ. And if any man be in Christ, he has to believe that now I'm a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new.
Yes.
They have to believe that.
Yes.
They can believe it. They can comprehend it. They can understand it through their spirit, man. They'll never be able to comprehend it in their flesh. This is why they must be born again.
All right.
Somebody must be born again.
That's...
Because without being born again, you'll never know who you really are in Christ.
Mm-mm.
And you'll miss the mark.
Yes.
You'll miss the mark without the Holy Ghost.
Mm.
That same spirit that raised up Christ from the dead, the word of God says is to dwell in you and to quicken your mortal body.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell everybody that they're saved, they need to quicken the spirit of the Holy Ghost. They need the Holy Ghost. So it can quicken them, it can make them alive, it can bring them back alive. Precious blood is not going to enter into the kingdom of God.
Mm.
All of the spirit is going to enter into the kingdom of God. We're going to be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye.
That's right.
This mortality is going to put on immortality, and this corruption is going to put on incorruption. And we shall be changed. And we have this change come through us, through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, quickening us to life. The Spirit comes to make us alive.
That's right.
It comes to make us alive.
I'm telling you, Pastor Clark, and I'm going to tell you, You preach the word of God now. I'm telling you, you preach the word of God. You preach the unadulterated word of God, line upon line, precept upon precept, here, there, and there, little. I'm telling you, God has got the word. You are a walking Bible. You hear me, Pastor Clark? Listen, I've been around for a little bit, but on this side of being older, I have not heard anybody preach like you. I have not heard it. I'm telling you, you can preach the word of God. Amen, amen, amen.